The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it a crime to harm a fetus during the commission of a federal offense. The Unborn Victims of Violence Act was the subject of a fierce debate before the vote. Supporters say it makes criminals responsible if they kill a woman's unborn child, but opponents argue that the measure is really an attempt to get rid of the abortion rights decision Roe v. Wade, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
For hours, lawmakers debated whether or not this bill is actually about abortion. Nancy Johnson is a Republican from Connecticut who supports abortion rights.
What is radical about this bill is that for the first time under our laws, it will define fetal personhood. The consequences are going to be extraordinary.
She proceeded to paint a picture of a woman who has a miscarriage being prosecuted for killing her unborn child. Sure, that wouldn't happen now, she said, but it could if this bill becomes law, and Congress or the Supreme Court use the language in the measure to support future anti-abortion laws. Other lawmakers who opposed the bill used phrases like sneak attack and backdoor attempt to gut Roe v. Wade. But supporters of the measure bristled at attempts to call this an anti-abortion bill.
If this is an abortion bill, it is one of the worst drafted abortion bills you could think of.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham sponsored the bill.
It does a lousy job, and let me read you from the bill. Nothing in this section shall be construed to permit the prosecution of any person for conduct relating to an abortion.
The measure is intended to do one thing, said supporters, punish criminals. Pennsylvania Republican Joseph Pitts held up a picture of a woman holding her dead baby. The baby was killed 4 days before he was due to be born.
He was beaten in the womb where he bled to death, and his father got away with it. Yes, Glendale Black went to jail, but not because he killed Zachariah. He went to jail for assaulting Zachariah's mother. How can anyone say that the crime Zachariah's father committed wasn't more than just assault, but also taking of human life?
But Zachariah's murder was a state offense, as most murders and assaults are. This bill would only apply to federal crimes. It would apply, for example, if a pregnant woman were a federal agent, or if the crime were committed on federal property, like an Indian reservation or a U.S. Army base. However, the technical realities of the bill were barely addressed. Both sides seemed intent on waging an ideological battle over what constituted a life with rights worth protecting. How to define an unborn victim. Here's New York Democrat Gerald Nadler.
Does it cover only an embryo after implantation or at conception? Put another way, is it only murder if you cause the miscarriage of a viable fetus? Or is it also murder if you cause the miscarriage of a not yet viable fetus or of a two-cell zygote at the moment of conception?
The answer, to quote from the bill, any member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb. Opponents offered a substitute bill, which would have stiffened penalties for those who harm a pregnant woman's fetus, but stopped short of giving the fetus any rights. It was defeated. The Unborn Victims of Violence Act passed by a vote of 252 to 172. It faces an uncertain future in the Senate, which didn't even bring it up for a vote last year. But that was when President Clinton promised to veto it. This year, President Bush has said he'll sign it if it crosses his desk. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.